When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Stage Your Talk Radio, brought to you by Real Estate Staging Association. The Real Estate Staging Association is the trade association for professional real estate stagers. For information on real estate staging or to hire a professional stager, visit www.realestatestagingassociation.com or call 1-888-201-8687 for a referral to a professional real estate stager in your area.
Good morning, everybody. Shel Brodnax here with Stager Talk. I am so excited today because my guest is Christy Craig Anderson. Christy, thank you so much for joining me.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Shel.
I'm absolutely excited to talk about your session. But first, can you let everybody know, one, where you're located, the name of your company, and how long you've been in business?
Yeah, absolutely. We are located in Tampa Bay, Florida. The name of our company is Dwell Interior Staging and Redesign, and we have been in business just under 2 years.
That is so awesome. And what about your background? What brought you into the staging industry?
Oh, so much. I was actually a middle school principal, assistant principal for over a decade, and I had a decorating business on the side that did really well, you know, for being a night and weekend business. It was always my passion. And then I rebranded and moved into staging a couple of years ago and changed our name and our format, and that's when it really took off. And I've just been really excited about the past couple of years and the growth of Dwell and just staging as an industry in general.
That is so awesome. And I'm actually shocked. Most people that I ask this question to, I don't think I've ever heard anybody say I was an assistant principal someplace.
I know.
God bless the educators. I couldn't do that job if my life depended on it. So thank you for your service for our young people.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was life-changing. I was not a disgruntled educator by any means. I left. It was bittersweet leaving. What a fantastic career. But I realized after a decade I didn't want to be a principal. And I'd sort of, you know, reached the ceiling there. So I really took a risk in going into staging. And I am so, so glad I did. I literally live my passion every single day. And it's really amazing.
I love that. And you're right. It is a risk. I talk to people all the time in business coaching, and they're always worried about pulling that trigger. And, you know, lately I've had this saying, it's like, man, don't just pull the trigger, light the fuse, blow it up. If you're going to do it, go big or go home. And I'm impressed by that. That's a pretty big jump. So congratulations to all of
you. Yeah. Well, thank you. And I will...
Go ahead.
I will just say on that note that I totally agree with you. And if people are wondering whether like making that jump from part-time to full-time, I say do it. You've got to do it. And you've got to kind of put your all eggs all in one basket and go all in. So I totally agree.
Yeah. And you know what? In 99.9% of the time you make a big move, when you make what I call a power move, you really don't look back. As soon as you do that, you're moving forward. Yep. And once you get to a certain point, I always kind of go back to the horse analogies. Like with my horse, once I started being able to, you know, up my game on my horse, being able to lope more, it's like the whole world just opened up. It's like, wow. And you, once you learn that skill set, you literally never go backwards. So congratulations.
Yeah, you don't.
So let's talk about branding.
Thank you.
Your session at RisaCon this year is going to be how to create and build your brand. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect to hear from your session.
Yeah, well, so here's the deal. Branding to me, when I started Dwell, I knew I had to do it, and I knew I had to do it well. But it's like, what does that even mean? Where do I get that? Like, what store do I go to buy some branding? Because I know some of that. And so it was really... a lot of thoughtful and strategic decisions to build that brand, before we even launched. And I'm not saying that if you've already launched your business, you can't then kind of go back and build a brand, but it's key, especially for new stagers in the beginning. And, you know, it's key for two reasons. And one is, you know, when you start out in the staging business, you don't have a wealth of experiences. You don't have a million professional photos of 25 jobs you've staged. You don't have customer client testimonials. And so all you really have is your brand. And so it's really key from the beginning to get a real grasp on what that brand is and get it out there effectively. And, you know, secondly, it's key in the very beginning to build your brand, because in doing so, you are inevitably making decisions on what's my mission, the mission of my company, what's our vision for the future, what are our goals, who is our client, you know, how are we going to, what services are we going to provide, and how are we going to do that? So in doing this effective branding right from the get-go, you're really inevitably making these crucial decisions about your company. And so some of that is what we're going to touch on in our branding session that, you know, I like to call how to create and build your brand when you're all, what's my brand? Because that's how all of us are in the beginning. We're going to define branding, and we're going to talk about why it's effective. There's a million definitions for branding, and we're going to have to really narrow in on some beneficial ones. We're going to identify some successful and unsuccessful branding and nationally recognized ad campaigns so we can all relate to and say, yeah, that worked, and no, maybe not. And then, you know, most importantly, we're going to talk about three key words that participants, those stagers that are in the session, can start to think about to define what their brand is and what it looks like in a logo and a website and client communications. And then also even further in their company culture, because brand is so much more than a logo. And we're going to really then allow them to leave with three strategies for branding that they can really begin implementing right away. So we're just going to do a lot of back and forth dialogue, a lot of information, a lot of hopefully laughing and making fun of ourselves, because that's how we succeed, as we fail a lot, and then get some actionable insight to use to move forward.
Absolutely. And I love what you say, because branding is so much more than your logo and your tagline and your, you know, the URL on your website. And a lot of people still don't quite get that. And let's talk about diversification. I was just last mm-hmm. week, I was in Florida to a Florida mm-hmm. State meetup with stagers.
I was
and
so sad I missed it.
I know. I was sitting here thinking, you know what, you are from Tampa, and I don't recall seeing you there. So
I know. We had planned to go out of town like months and months ago, and I was so bummed, and all my stager friends said that it was so fantastic. So congratulations.
Thank you. We did. We had a really great time. And, you know, one of the things that we always talk about when stagers get together is about diversifying your business. And, you know, there's ups and downs mm-hmm. to it. And diversity can be good, but you know what? The professional stager of the year, Brad Fletcher, reminded me mm-hmm. when we were having some private talks about staging, is that honing in on what you are doing and not mm-hmm. being so diverse in the services that you offer really does solidify your brand. So there are people now, you know, 5 years ago, you know, even now there are people that say, oh, I'm going to do redesign, and I do occupies, and I do vacants, and I do consultations, and yeah. I do color consultations, and I'll do personal shopping, and I'll do yeah. holiday shopping, and, you know, gosh knows what
holiday
else that they
decorating
can do.
And
holiday decorating.
Party planning.
And
yes.
Party planning. Yeah, that's the other. All event planning and all of that. Yeah. And I sit there and I've talked to stagers, and they rattle all this off, and it makes my head spin. And mm-hmm. he was actually asked at the Florida event, what attributes to your success? And he said, you know, honing in on what we do. He also mm-hmm. did all these other things in the beginning, as I have and other stagers have in your businesses. It's nice to kind of go, I go back and I look at my first website, and I was so proud of it when we launched it. And then now I'm just like, oh, God, how embarrassing
I know.
That was.
I do that with stuff I did like 4 months ago. I'm like, oh, my
exactly.
God.
Exactly. I'm like, God, what was I thinking, you know? But so we all get better, and we can all go back and laugh at ourselves. But he really honed in on what it was that he loved to do. And for him, it's the vacant staging. So, he's not going to go out and shop for your, you know, ornaments for your Christmas tree, or, you know, help plan a wedding or something along those particular lines. And it really is about focusing on your brand. What is it that you represent? What is it that you even love to do in your business? And then I always am baffled why people will say what they can't stand doing in their business, but yet they continue to do it.
Yes. And I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because that is, to me, the first thing in like defining your brand is you have to really get to know who you are. And even if, you know, most of us don't name our companies after ourselves because we want it to be a sellable company one day, right? We want it to be bigger than us. And so, you know, my staging company is Dwell. It's not Christy Craig Anderson Staging. But that being said, I am the founder and the owner, and I had to get really clear with myself about what my passions were, what I was good at, what I wanted to wake up every day and do, and knew with confidence that I could do better than other people, and, you know, and what type of person I was. And then from there, that grows the company culture and the company brand. But it has to resonate with you, because we're getting up and doing this all day, every day, day after day. And if you are not passionate and it doesn't resonate with like your soul, that sounds cheesy, but then you're not gonna have any longevity. And I think it is key, and not to diversify too much. And you know, we did that in the beginning, and we still, to be honest, do some of that, like, you know, and I think that's part of a beginner stager's journey as well. Like, sometimes you don't know what you don't know. And so
true.
It takes time to figure out, you know, what is right for me, what is profitable for me with the resources that I have. And that changes too, our resources as we grow in our business. But And then to say, oh, this is it. This is the kind of thing that we're able to do successfully. And then you can really focus on that. But all of that, even if you're in the period where you're trying different services, or you've found a service that you're really great at and you're really pushing that one, they all have to go back to this idea of who you are as a company, you know, meaning like, what is your vibe and what is pulling people to you. And that's one of the things that I want to talk about in our session too, this whole idea that when I realized it, I was like, oh my gosh, that branding is the pull and marketing is the push. So we have to have that pull of people to us and to our company culture and our brand, regardless of what type of service that we're doing. And then when we really hone in on a specific service, then we can just sort of refine that brand that's already there.
Absolutely. Now, can you repeat that, what you said about your brand is the pull?
Yeah. So, and I feel horrible because I can't remember where I got this. So I'll find out before I get to Vegas. But because I did not think of it. But branding is the pull, and marketing is the push.
The push.
So
I love
branding,
that.
Yeah. Yeah. So branding is what brings people into you.
The draw.
While marketing
the draw.
Is us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and marketing is more sort of assertive on our part. We're doing the action more on our part because we are pushing out to other people, hey, this is us, this is our brand. But the actual brand is what's pulling people into us.
Absolutely. And branding is for all levels of business. I know I've talked to some people in coaching over the years that are like, oh, I'm just a small business. I don't need to be concerned about branding.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, right?
And
I'm just like, wow.
Yeah,
you do actually. If you're going to be in any type of business, I mean, if you're a hobbyist and you're out there just for, you know, just to play, I guess you don't have to be concerned about it. But it's just so important. You know, you list things like your client communication and the company culture. It's really about what you stand mm-hmm. for, even your minimums.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many people that, it's like they're almost afraid to say, you know, hey, this is my ideal client and this is who it is that I'm going to service. And the price point starts at X, and anything under that, it's like, no, that's not our business model. We can refer you to somebody else, but yet people don't want to turn away the business, which I think can be so detrimental by not turning away business that is not right for you. I think it is so detrimental to your brand.
Yeah. And I totally agree. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about too. Like, how is our pricing structure? Is that part of it, our brand? Yes, absolutely it is. And I will tell you that, you know, with our own experience at Dwell, I did one job, my very first job, for literally like $800 for an entire house. It was miserable. They hated the staging. I mean, they didn't hate it. They didn't like it because it was crappy, excuse my word, but because I had $800, you know what I mean? I did that once, and I'm so glad I did, because I had to feel that pain and experience that to know never to do it again. And then after that, we put our pricing pretty much at the middle of the market, and now we're higher than I'd say the middle of our market. And there's a perception of value in that, you know? And so I think that really helped with our brand, that, oh, this is what you're going to get. This is what you're paying for, and it's quality, and you're going to get quality. And I think that pricing is so, so important in your brand.
I could not agree more. It's like, do you want to be known as the low price leader? I did a speech at RisaCon a few years back where I talked about this. And it's like, you know, if you're on the lower end of the spectrum and you want to be known as the low price leader and that's your brand, guess what? The people that are charging more are going to use that to their advantage, because it really, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, if you're pointing it out and someone's asking you, well, how come this person can do it for 800 and you're, you know, 4,000? Well, what are they using? What's the difference? Yeah. Look at our photos, look at their photos. I mean, there is the value is very, very different. So on that note, we're already halfway done. Can you imagine how quick this goes?
Awesome.
So we're going to take, we're going to take a quick commercial break from one of our sponsors, Court Furniture Rental, and then we'll be back and we'll talk more with Christy. Hang tight.
Working with Court Furniture Rental makes sense for home stagers in a number of ways. A wide variety of furniture selection, delivery in as little as 48 hours, professional installation, no warehousing, repairing or cleaning, and flexible lease terms. By teaming up with Court, you can focus on the bigger vision and spend less time installing furniture. If you are a professional home stager, contact us today for your furniture needs. Be sure to let us know if you are a RESA member and receive a 10% discount. For more information about partnering with Court, call 888-360 02678.
All right. Welcome back. This is Shel Broadnax at Stager Talk, and I am joined today with Christy Craig Anderson, and we're talking about how to create and build your brand. And as Christy said, when you're like, who am I? What's my brand? Is that how you said it? It's like, what am I doing here?
Yes.
So absolutely. Let's talk about, do you think that there's really like a one mistake people make with their brand repeatedly? From person to person?
You know, I think the biggest mistake is not really getting a brand. I think the biggest mistake that I've seen is people equating a logo with a brand and saying, great, I need a brand. I'm going to find a cute logo. And then that is the brand when it's not. That is one tiny piece of the puzzle. And brand is so much more than the colors you pick or the little icon you have. And I think that is the biggest thing I see in the beginning of saying I have a logo, so I have a brand, and not really delving into what branding truly means.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. And we've got to get people away from just thinking about their logos. And you know what, the big mistake that I find in business coaching is what people make is they say they want X for their business, but then their brand reflects B. So when I say that, it could be they want to do the high-end luxury property. So they're all about the luxe. And then when they look at the one aspect of the brand, let's say their logo and their colors, it's cutesy. It's what's the word? Clip art in their logo.
Yeah.
With like a bright, like the bright pink and green combination with like a clip art.
Right.
Hope I'm not describing
flowers
anybody's logo. Flower.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a but hair or something. You know, I'm not trying to insult anybody.
Even,
it's the conflict.
Wrong, as long as it reflects your belief. Right.
Exactly. It can be an absolutely perfect brand if that's what you want your company to look like. But you see people wanting to go luxe. And they've got this cookie cutter logo instead of a more high end logo. And high-end soothing luxe coloring and things like that. So it's yeah. really about your brand has got to match the perception of what you are putting out there into the world.
Yes. And, you know, and I think it's foremost in our logo, 100%, but it's in so many other things too, you know, in taglines, in our client communication, our emails, and the copy of our emails, you know. And I, for Dwell, we don't do a ton of luxury staging. And it's not to say that we won't at one point, you know, but I have always from the beginning said, that's not so much who I am, you know what I mean? And
right.
and that's not necessarily true to me. And most of our properties are $600,000 and under. I mean, we do a ton of them, but they're not, we don't do a ton of high-end property stages. And, you know, if we do, I've always said, I think then it's going to be almost an offshoot. It's going to be Dwell Studio or Dwell Lux or whatever it is, so we can refine that a little bit. And I've seen some other stagers do that with, like, great success. But you know, our brand is fresh and fun and happy and a little bit informal, and that our clients feel that in the moment that we in our, you know, in emails that we send out with every quote. I mean, it's very much, it's upbeat, it's, you know, we can't wait to get our hands on your house, you know. I mean, it's just and you know, our tagline is sell or dwell happily, and that works for us, because it's part of, like, who we are and what we do. But that's not going to work for someone who wants to be staging $2 million properties. And so it's so key, not just in your logo, but your client communication, the vibe that you have, the formality or informality of your dialogue, you know, your conversations with your clients, you know. I mean, it really has to touch on every part of your business, and everybody on your team, if you have a team, has got to be in the know. Like, hey, this is how we communicate with clients. This is how we, you know, handle client issues. This is sort of the rapport that we want to build with everybody we talk to. And that's really key too, that everybody's on board.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And you know what, when I look at your work, a couple words come to mind: real and livable, authentic.
Awesome.
When I awesome. Look at your work and I'm like, this looks authentic. This looks like something that is still homey, that is still livable, mm-hmm. like real people
yeah.
live here. And
awesome.
Just really, really well done.
Oh,
and
thank you. And I'm so glad
really
that you
is.
Said those words, because that's what we go for. That's,
is that what
that's
you're
awesome.
Going for? Well, see,
yes,
that's when
no,
you look
is.
At a brand and you
it
say,
is.
Okay, here's the words that we want to describe our company. And then when somebody else looks at
yeah.
what our work product and they say, that when those match up, I mean, I'm just looking
yeah.
at a couple photos online and it's like, this just is very authentic looking. It's very real. Very
yeah.
good job. I mean, I'm looking at this.
Good.
And I look at stagings all day long sometimes with people, and it's just really, really well done, especially with
yeah,
your price point. When
you
talk about a $600,000 price point, and I'm looking at these properties going, they're just really well done. So I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, thank you.
Let me
thank
ask you,
you.
This. Here's a question for you. Has there been a difference
mm-hmm.
of – did you stage when you were in Delaware? Let me ask you that.
No, you didn't. It was only in Tampa.
Correct.
I've been out of Delaware for quite a long time.
Quite a while.
I lived in, I lived out in New York City, outside of New York City for a while, and I've been down here for a bit. Do you know people in Delaware?
No. I just noticed that you were from a different area, and I was going to ask if there was a difference from the geography, the climate, just of client base and things like that.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, because I just hear from people, I hear from people that there's just a difference sometimes from place to place. And, but yet I do,
yeah.
I get clients for business coaching and they say, oh, we're different here. And, oh, we're different over here. And I'm sitting here just
right.
chuckling to myself because I'm like, no, you're not, you're not any
right.
different.
Yeah.
There are market differences,
same.
But the principles are the same.
Right. Yes, I totally agree with that. And I do think there's market difference. I mean, even within Florida, I will be honest, you know, we're based in Tampa Bay, which is, you know, inland. However, we'll also stage a lot of properties on the beaches. So, I mean, we have a downtown Tampa area. So there's, you know, high rise kind of industrial modern condos there. And then out on the beach, there's a lot of beach cottages and super coastal. So, I mean, I think it's really just about who's buying these homes. And if you really look at your target buyer, whether they're in a family neighborhood in Tampa or, you know, an upscale neighborhood in Delaware or whatever it is, I mean, that's really what it's about. The principles of staging are still the same, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, and I just think it's about wherever you go, you have to think about your target buyer and how you can design a home that's going to tell the story of the buyer on their best day, you know, and that's what we try to do.
Yeah, I love that. It really is. Staging has just come so far in the last decade. It's, you know, before where everything was so vanilla and oatmeal and, you know, appealed to the masses. And it's like, no, we missed that boat. It's target, dial it in, as Matthew Simlinson says, dial that in. So let's talk, let's switch gears a little bit. We only have a few minutes left. So if somebody is on the fence about going to RisaCon, what would you tell them?
Oh my gosh. Well, here's obviously all these amazing sessions are fantastic and you get so much insight and you can really pick and choose where you need. I mean, it's like going to college and picking your classes. You can choose kind of where you need the most kind of extra training. And so that is so great. And every session I've been to have really been spot on and done professionally and really organized and just insightful with actionable insight. And that's key. Am I getting things from this conference that I can take away and implement tomorrow and not just sort of these theories and these ideas? And that's really key, and that's what I found. But I will tell you, almost more valuable, I hate to say it, is just getting to know other stagers. And we have to beg, borrow, and steal each other's ideas. I mean, we need to, not from, you know, someone next door in our market, but we've got to be able to share and figure out from other stagers kind of where they are. And it's so great. And me being someone only 2 years in the business, and I will tell you, we grew faster than I ever anticipated. And I have just been like, oh my gosh, what is going on? And it's so great to be able to say, hey, when you were in the beginning, what happened? You know, when did you make the decision to buy inventory? When did you do this? And you just get that insight from people who have done it, you know, and it's so invaluable to be surrounded by people who half of them know more than you, and the rest of them that don't, you can be an asset to those
to them.
So
exactly.
Absolutely. So I can't say enough about how crucial and awesome it is, and totally worth the thousand or two, whatever you end up spending, you know, at the end of the day, and it seems like a lot, and I promise you, you're going to gain more than two vacant jobs from the insight that you gain, and it's going to pay for itself.
That, you know, I've never actually worded it that way, but you're right. I mean, I'm looking at the pricing. We have early bird pricing still available till October 31st. It's $475 for RISA members, $651 for non-members, but if you're not a RISA member and you join RISA, you're still going to save money because you'll get the membership pricing. So even between the full membership and the ticket, it's still less than $651 to go. You're going to get all the educational sessions, the keynote speakers. We have two, Fred Burns, who's amazing. He's going to talk about sales. And of course the wonderful Sabrina Soto from HGTV. We
Yay.
Love Sabrina. Now everybody's really excited about Sabrina. So I'm excited because I
really
get to interview her. We've been doing this trend every year with the interviews. And first it was Barbara Corcoran. And to interview Barbara, that was just amazing. And then the side conversations that we had, and just knowing that somebody like Barbara Corcoran, flat out, it was just like, Shell, I support you 100% with what you've done with RISA.
So
that
amazing.
It was amazing. And just knowing somebody of her, of her stature, you know, backs the real estate staging industry and our association and the work that we've done was just phenomenal. And then, of course, you know, Egypt Sherrod. Let me tell you, I loved interviewing Egypt Sherrod. She is that woman. She is fun. She is on point. She is pro women empowerment. She is a soul sister. I just loved her. Yeah. And Jeffrey Gittimore as well has got a lot of wisdom. And then this year it'll be Sabrina Soto. So we're really interested to see how that's going to turn out. So if you are on the fence about going to RisaCon, we could really talk about another hour about just RisaCon, but we want you to go, get off the fence, go to risaconvention.com. Then also the Home Staging Industry Awards. I know you mentioned right before we started, you entered last night, I think.
Yep. I did. Yep. Last year we were excited to be in a top 10 rising star last year, and we entered again last night. So we're excited.
Yeah, I'm super excited about the awards. And again, just in the last decade where the awards come, I remember, you know, we've done the Home Staging Industry Awards since 2008. And in 2008, we had people submitting a PDF, and it said, just make it look kind of like a little magazine article and submit the PDF. And we voted on it, right. And we got some celebrity judges to vote. And it's really morphed over the years to where we have this amazing system to log into. Our awards are truly about our industry, and we can see the quality of staging that's improved over the years. So it's only $50 a category to enter, is the most bang you can get for your marketing
dollars.
And it's
really easy.
It is easy.
Yeah, and I just did it last night. It's super fast and easy. I mean, like, it's not, you know, I mean, I think it's a little more in depth for the vacant of the year and things like that. But really, it's really user friendly and simple to do.
Yeah. And then, of course, a lot of people, once you get into a top 10, so you got, not only did you make top 10 rising stars, but you actually won, correct? Did you win the actual one, or you was one of the top 10?
Yeah.
So
how
did you use that in your marketing and your brand?
It's on my everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's on my emails. It's on email signature. It's on the, you know, the front page of our website. It's, you know, I include it in my bios that, you know, I send out for different things. And I will tell you, you know, I think it makes a difference when we have conversations with prospective clients. That's one of the things that we mention, you know. So I just think it's invaluable to really say, because I think it's saying to people that not only did I get this award or whatever, I mean, that's fantastic, but I'm in the mainstream of best practices in the staging industry, you know, and that's what's key to people, I think, that they, you know, are in this organization of people that are really committed to improving what we do, you know, and being professional.
Exactly.
So.
You're in it. You're in the game. You're what I call the mover and the shaker.
Right.
I mean, real estate agents have been with their trade association for over 100 years. They've been doing this business model forever, and now stagers have the opportunity to do the same. And it really does lend to your credibility and your legitimacy in your business when you are participating and you are upping the game and just not participating, but you're leading, you're trailblazing, you're leading it in your area. So that's what I like to see. All right. We're out of time already. Can you believe that? It's been 30 minutes. Do you have any last words you want to say to anybody?
No, we'll just come to RisaCon. We're really excited. Come on over to the Branding for Newbies, how to create and build your brand. And if you haven't joined Risa, you have to join because it's an amazing organization.
And where can people reach you? What's your website if they're looking for a stager in the Tampa area?
Sure. They can go to our website, which is dwellstaging.com, dwellstaging.com, or they can email me at christy@dwellstaging.com. That's christy@dwellstaging.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for joining me, and we will see you in Las Vegas. If anyone else is on the fence about going to RisaCon, jump off that fence. Go buy that ticket today. If you don't do it today, do it by October 31st to get the early bird special. November 1, regular pricing starts. So save a little bit of money and get your body to Las Vegas. And we will see everyone in January. And thank you for joining us on Stager Talk. Take care. Make it a great day.
Stager Talk Radio, brought to you by Real Estate Staging Association. The Real Estate Staging Association is the trade association for professional real estate stagers. For information on real estate staging or to hire a professional stager, visit www.realestatestagingassociation.com or call 1-888-201-8687 for a referral to a professional real estate stager in your area.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.